On this day, this evening, we begin the most holy season, the penitential season of Lent. It is indeed one of the most important times of the year for us as Catholics, as followers of Christ our Lord, who came to die, to suffer for us, to redeem us from our sins. And thus we have the beautiful liturgy of Ash Wednesday, the blessing of the ashes, the book of the prophet Joel, not very often used, but a very wonderful reading in which God promises the people of God that he will be there for them because they have answered his call. And then, of course, in the gospel, we see the magnificence of the fact that Christ, while he's telling us to do one thing and we're doing it, on the other hand, tells us to do the opposite. Through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, from time immemorial, since the time of the apostles, on this day, the 40 days of Lent, we, as it were, anoint our heads, our foreheads, with the ashes. The ashes that symbolize to ourselves and to the world not only what they mean as the priest confers on us these ashes. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. But it also reminds us not only of our mortality, but our total and complete need for him who created us, for him who saved us, for him who sanctifies us, the whole Trinity. And so, with that in mind, our Lord is also trying to get us to be humble. Now, it seems perhaps to some ludicrous that we, of course, at this time, there's not too many people you're going to meet unless you're going out somewhere where everybody will see you. You know, maybe you should just go around the block downtown or something, and all the heathens can see that we are Christians, that we are Catholics. But other than that, who's going to see us at this time? If this was in the morning, then it would be a little bit different. But while we are indeed testifying and giving testimony that we are followers of Christ, that we are members of his mystical body on earth, the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, nevertheless, we need to be careful, as our Lord has warned us, not to be proud and haughty. We are not doing this to show off. We are doing it to show all that we depend on Christ, that we are nothing. And as nothing, we need his insufflation of his life, of his spirit within us. And thus, we have these magnificent propers, magnificent readings. One of my favorite parts of the book of the prophet Joel is Kanite Tuba. Let the horns ring out. Let them sing. But we don't have any horns, do we? Would that we would. Let them ring out to the whole people of Israel, to the pagans around us, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that we belong to him. And so today, on this night in which we celebrate Ash Wednesday, in which we begin this very, very sacrosanct and holy season, let us indeed do penance for our sins. There's no one here who does not need to do penance for his or her sins. Before the time comes when he calls us and we have to render an account of our deeds and misdeeds to the judge of all, Jesus Christ. And so indeed, we must do penance. And the penance that we do should be not one that enables us to tell everyone about it and to show off what we're doing or not, but rather that we hold it within our hearts. And as the gospel says, that we go within the deepest precincts of our house, of our room. And of course, this is his house and our house. And we are here giving testimony of the sorrow for our sins and beseeching him to deliver us. There are many dangers that approach us as a shrine and parish, as the whole church, as this country and the whole world, when the forces of evil are rampant and doing all kinds of things to destroy us. We must do penance. We must beg Almighty God to hear us and to deliver us once and for all, to allow us to continue to worship as we have for 2,000 years, and that no one will prevent us in any way or shape. So during this Lent, I ask you to pray for that particular intention. And we all know about what I speak. And also to deliver this country, which is in such dire straits, from the very, very great danger of total war and destruction. Proud men think that they can go to battle and win. Realistic and humble men know that they should not go to battle unless it is necessary. And so let us beseech Almighty God for peace and for the destruction of our enemies before they destroy us. May God have mercy on us, and may he bless each and every one of us as we begin this holy season of Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.